A different kind of real estate issue is hitting Fort Meade, south of Baltimore. Because of decisions by the Pentagon's Base Closure and Realignment Commission, or BRAC, an estimated 5,200 additional federal employees are slated to start work there in the next 5 years. From member station WYPR in Baltimore, Aaron Henkin reports that getting ready for them isn't easy.
The stretch of Route 175 that runs along the northern edge of Fort Meade doesn't look like the site of a booming real estate market. This four-lane highway is bordered on one side by a long stretch of chain-link fence topped with razor wire and guarded by security forces with shotguns. The civilian side of the road is punctuated by liquor stores, adult video outlets, and boarded-up pawn shops. But about a mile away, at the upscale residential enclave of Seven Oaks, builders are replicating rows of townhomes as fast as construction will allow. Bulldozer operators are busy leveling lots for this subdivision's final units, but a moratorium has been placed on any further construction in the area. David Moss has a real estate office across the street from Fort Meade.
There aren't any more planned unit developments in the pipeline, mainly because of adequate facilities, and the main problem has been schools.
Outside Fort Meade, Seven Oaks Elementary School is at 90% capacity, and half of the schools on base are currently over capacity. County officials say that plans are being developed to strengthen the school system on and around the base, and that $12.5 million have already been set aside for the expansion of Route 175, the post's main thoroughfare. On the top floor of a building adjacent to Fort Meade's headquarters, BRAC Project Officer Ted Hartman assesses the needs of the post's newly acquired personnel. He says the installation currently has a staff of around 31,000. In addition to the 5,200 soon-to-arrive federal workers, they're also anticipating the hiring of 3,000 to 5,000 civilian contractors. Hartman says this is going to mean more cars on local roads, more kids in classrooms, and more families needing homes, both on and around the post.
We've been working with the local community, so they're well aware of the impact of an influx of people to their schools and their housing market and to the emergency services. So we'll anticipate all those problems, and we'll solve them like we always do.
This is the biggest growth spurt to happen to Fort Meade since World War II. But if officials look 80 miles south to St. Mary's County, Maryland, they'll have a crystal ball of sorts. In the 1990s, the county's Patuxent River Naval Air Station experienced a similar increase of personnel when some 5,000 Department of Defense workers were transferred there.
I miss the trees and the land and how it was like back in the 80s or so.
Lisa Burrows has lived in St. Mary's County for 20 years. She works on the Naval Air Base as an IT administrator, and she remembers when the changes happened to the Southern Maryland landscape.
Housing development had tripled. The land is now buildings or gas stations. Traffic is now crazy. So I definitely say that's a big change.
The fact that there's more rapid growth than some of the locals would wish is a fact of life in today's global economy.
Eris Melissarados is the Secretary of Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development. He says what happened at the Patuxent River Base and what's about to happen at Fort Meade is a symptom of success. Anne Arundel County Executive Janet Owens has been spearheading the effort to secure millions of state and federal dollars to expand the infrastructure around Fort Meade.
You can't stop growth. I'd much rather be struggling with jobs and development issues than unemployment and no opportunity.
County Executive Owens says Maryland will seal its reputation as a global IT defense magnet in the years ahead. Preparations need to be in place by 2010, when the new workers are expected to move into the area. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Henkin.